Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars. Weekdays from 6.
Click Keno from only $1 a game. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
What time is it?
Game time!
Get ready for Triple M's Rush Hour. Andrew Jarman.
Beautiful to Jarman. Bang! Another nail.
Bernie Vince.
Vince, non-goal kicker, brings the house down!
And Greg Blewett.
There it is. A magnificent performance from young Greg Blewett.
Adelaide's ultimate sports show. On every afternoon, Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars.
G'day everybody, what a day in AFL football. Let's get into the superstars of this show. It's Bernie Vince. Good afternoon to you, Bern, and Gregory Blewett. I welcome you to the Rush Hour, which is global here on Triple M. Big news coming out of AFL and Victoria regarding the Collingwood Football Club, chaps.
There is. Nathan Buckley will finish after this Monday's game against Melbourne in the Queen's Birthday Clash. So that's a bit of a surprise because they were calling for his head early in the season. And over the past few weeks, I feel like I reckon everyone's mindset changed a little bit. As soon as they came out and said, look, we actually are in a rebuild, everyone felt like, I don't know what you boys felt like, but I felt like he's probably going to get the job next year. And all the language around
that conversation
was that he's probably going to go on. So I think it sort of surprised a few people. But he's made the call. I reckon it's definitely, and he can say what he wants in the media, but I feel like it's off the back of a conversation that he wanted some security or wanted to know about next year. Probably wanted some answers on what his role was going to be next year. Obviously, if he was going to go on or not. And I feel like they probably didn't say you weren't going to be on, but I feel like the language would have been, look, we can't guarantee that at this stage, which when you're not wanted or not, you know, they're probably looking at other options and you'll be the fullback or you'll be the second option if they can't get someone else. You want out. Yeah. You go, nah, you know what? If you don't want me, I'm out. So I reckon that's what's happened. But that's only my point of view. I don't know that that's happened. It just smells or feels like that.
I reckon he's had a gutsful, Jars. I reckon he's, you know, what's going on at the club, board level. That's a bit of a...
Lost his security shambles. Blanket in Eddie Maguire.
Yep. And where his squad's at. Yes. We know it's going to be a few years before that squad gets turned around. I reckon he's just... I've sensed sort of most of the season watching AFL 360 and shows like that. His enthusiasm just hasn't quite been what it has in the past. So he's been in the caper for a long time. I reckon he's just...
Since 2012. He's been successful, hasn't he, Boone?
Oh, yeah. He took over... Collingwood won the 2010 Premiership. 2011, they went in as favourites for back-to-back. They got done by Geelong, who turned up and just played a better game on the day. And apart from that, they sort of went downhill a little bit from there. But then to be able to turn the club around and get back to a grand final, a kick away from a premiership in 2018, to turn that, we see teams bottom out all the time before they come back up. He didn't really bottom out. Had some poor years, but I think their worst win-loss was about 7 or 8 wins, which isn't too bad considering. And then shot back up, grand final, nearly a premiership. The next year, a kick away or a few points away from another grand final, the one that the Giants beat him at the MCG. Huge upset, that one. So you'd have to look at his career and what he's done, or his coaching career, and go, that's pretty successful.
Been pretty good.
It's been better than other coaches. Others don't even get to grand finals. So to be able to do that, and everyone knocked him because they were coming off 2 grand finals in a row under Mick Mulhouse. But, geez, you're on a hiding to nothing taking over a team like that, aren't you? Everything's going to be a failure if you don't make the grand final again. So I reckon he's been pretty good.
I reckon out of all the coaches, he's the best media performer as well. So he's worked in the media before he went into coaching. And I reckon someone will snap him up. And he'll be on, you know, learn great money there. So I just think, you know, he's just decided it's time for something different.
Here is Nathan Buckley explaining why he resigned as the Collingwood coach.
I said to the guys this morning that Tony Shaw took me under his wing and taught me how to go about making the most of my opportunities as a footballer. But in the journey that I've shared with Collingwood since, it's been the lessons have been far more deep and broad than just being a good footballer. I really have a great passion for this place, the people within it, and the people that we represent. And I've always felt that I've given my all to the multiple roles that I've played at the club over the last 28 years. And it is a bit sad to understand that that'll be coming to an end on Monday. The discussion has been open. They've been really focused on what's best for the club now and going forward. We haven't performed the way we would have liked to at the early stage of this season. I've had 9.5 years at the helm after 2 years as an assistant coach in 2010 and 11. So I've had a fair crack at it. And everyone has its time. Every relationship, every person has their time, and mine has come. I'm really content with the decision that's been reached, and I'm pretty confident the club will be in really good shape going forward.
And something was brought to my attention. Obviously, yesterday's show was a great show. I got a bit of feedback. Always know it's a good show. I get a few text messages through. But there's a few text messages pointing something out that we might have missed.
I like this.
Blue.
Really?
I like so this. We just need you know what? I'm just going to play a little, and it goes for about 14 seconds.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Boys,
yeah.
You pick up on if you can see that if there's a mistake. Because I didn't pick it up.
No, okay. I didn't either, Bert.
No, did anyone pick up any mistakes yesterday? Let's clear it up.
Well, okay. We probably make about 50 a show.
Well, we do we? We do we? Well,
and you 45 of them.
Oh, well, we'll see who it is. Let's listen.
Australian Fall of Fame. Now, lads, Sydney Swans Premiership star Adam Goods has apparently knocked back his Australian Fall of Fame nomination. Australian Fall of Fame.
Still didn't pick anything up. What happened?
What was it?
Well, you stuffed it up yesterday. And Bern and I rang last night and said, did you hear what old Chunkhead said? Can you get any words out?
Am I the only one to stumble on a word? Am
Hall of Fame.
Can you just say it? Let's all say it as a group. Right. Let's do a bit of meditation here.
Right.
Hall of Fame. Let's say it again. Ready? Hall 3, 2, 1.
Hall of Fame.
You're still using an air, David.
Get
rid of it.
Something.
Clean bill of health.
Clean bill of health.
Right.
Have you, hey Bern, have you stayed at the EOS hotel yet, by the way?
Nah, not yet.
No?
Stayed at EOS.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, anyway, we just thought we'd bring that to your
Cheers.
Attention.
No, it's great. Just, yeah. Great radio, mate.
Because it's coming up shortly, the AFL Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
The Fall of Fame.
Now,
Nathan Buckley has done his press conference, boys. As usual, Bucks handled it pretty well, I thought. There was a little bit of a testy time with him and old TJ, the journalist from Channel 9.
Chompers
got involved. And he asked him if he was going to be, if he resigned or if he was tapped on the shoulder.
This is, I guess, one of the few opportunities you get to write the headline. And you've, as you said, you've been very transparent. So what is the headline? Just to clarify, is it Nathan Buckley has stepped aside or Nathan Buckley was tapped?
I wouldn't presume to do your job for you, TJ. So you can write it however you wish, mate. And one thing I have noticed that even if I speak from the heart and actually tell you what I think and feel, the headline very rarely is connected to what I say. So just go for it, mate.
Well, okay. Would you be disappointed, though, if it was Nathan Buckley was tapped?
Was tapped.
On the shoulder.
I actually don't even know what that means, mate, but go for it. No, well, that's I've had a part in this. I'm not being smart about this, mate, but I have had a part in the conversations. Nothing lasts forever. I was going to be tapped at some stage, but there's no doubt that this is the best thing for the football club, and I've always believed that that's what should happen. And the guys either side of me, the guys that are in the boardroom, the players, all want to see the right thing happen to the club. And I believe this is the best move for the club as well. And I look forward to seeing where it goes from here.
So what does that tell you, gentlemen?
Well, suggesting the conversation was around that it wasn't going to continue next year.
That's what it sounds
like. And finish up now. Yeah.
Graham Wright, I reckon, gave him the news.
Mm.
The new head of football from at the Collingwood Football Club. You know, Graham Wright's got a lot of buy-in regarding Alistair Clarkson.
From Hawthorn this year.
And he's now in complete control of the whole football program, Graham Wright, former Collingwood star himself. And once Eddie Maguire stood down, I reckon that was all over for Bucks.
Why do coaches, though, resign at this time of the year? Is it so whoever's coming in next, they can do a really thorough
but
process.
I think what Bern
takes
said,
time to get the right person.
He asked the question. Nathan Buckley asked the question, am I a long-term coach moving forward? Yes or no? And he probably got the answer that he didn't want to
hear. Not even long term, more about next year. Yeah, what does it look like next year, next couple of years? Yeah. You want to know. You want to know what you're doing in your life. He's probably getting offers from media stuff as well, like you said, Blue. He needs to, you know, lock in what he's doing as well. So you like to know. As a player, you like to know. And obviously they decided on a different path. So to finish up, to answer your question, why coach on? Because your heart's not in anymore. You're not doing the justice to the players probably by coaching on, because you know you're not going to be there, and you're probably not doing the best job you could do.
Sorry, mate.
I was just saying, Nathan, Robert Harvey's the interim coach for the remaining of the football season, and Robert Harvey's been there for a long period of time. Mm. So they'll have a look at how he goes with a group. But I think he got the news that he didn't want to hear.
He was also asked if it's been a brutal time over the last 6 months and has it worn him down?
It's been a pretty brutal time, right from the trade period through to the Do Better report, Eddie's departure, then the boardroom stuff. And how has all that sort of, has it worn you down at all, dealing with all of those things?
Those things in the short term, Rob, and there's no doubt that they have had, they do have an impact. I think when you've got when you love a place and you're invested in it, when one, it can do better as an organisation, or two, the opinion of it is not positive, that can weigh down. The third thing that happens is that there's just total, you know, a misreading of the situation or agendas that are being run that aren't accurate. That's probably the thing that can disappoint you. But it's just in the short term, it's not any different for me than my whole career at Collingwood. There is high expectations of being a Collingwood person, and a leader at Collingwood is probably one of the more scrutinised positions in footy. And I've accepted that and I've understood it. But as you just detailed, there's been a lot of change at the football club. You know, Eddie moving on is a massive change. Wright is a new football manager in the football program. We've changed our list manager and have a different structure in our list management recruiting. And now the senior coach changes. So there has been an enormous amount of change in this football club in the last 6 months, with the backdrop of a really difficult environment that we're all going through in COVID. So the last 18 months has been as bizarre as you would ever wish to see or be a part of. And there is a little bit of trauma that comes with that, but nothing that's not capable of being overcome.
Well, it's been tough, hasn't it?
It's
a big club.
The board down. It's been a shambles this year. Tough, and he's been under immense pressure every week on week.
The Adam Treloar stuff over the preseason.
Yeah, list management stuff. Mm. Yep.
So, Adam Treloar's probably having the last laugh at the moment, isn't he? Sitting back giggling a little bit. But that's another story. This year's just been terrible for him. So, mate, he just wants the pressure off, I reckon.
Yeah, true.
He'll start to enjoy football again. He'll probably sit out for a bit. He'll do media, like we said.
I don't think he'll coach again. Mm. I don't think he'll ever coach AFL again. That's just my gut feel. No, I don't. I think he's done. He's done his bit, you know. Mm. So, but no, look, he's made a very good contribution to the footy club. Didn't get that flag. Been there, 10 years?
Very close.
You know, you meant to win one every 7 years as a senior coach.
Do you blokes know him? Is he sounds like a decent bloke?
Nah, I don't know him.
I've had some dealings with him. Yeah, he's hard to get to know. He's not. He doesn't
let you in.
Doesn't let you in the circle. Yeah, and that's probably one of his downfalls as a senior coach.
He's got better at that though. Listen to feedback.
He had to work hard at it, didn't he? Yeah. But anyway, all the best anyway. Yeah. And look, no doubt Collingwood will beat Melbourne, because when your coach is going to pull the pin, they normally win.
Or have to tip that way.
Do you know they're the third biggest membership club in the entire league? Richmond and West Coast beating them, but 76,862 members at Collingwood. Mm. Wonder how they're taking it. What do you think, fam? Was Nathan Buckley pushed, or did he walk out of Collingwood? 0488 51047 for Automasters.
Now, lads, we have our boss, Matthew O'Reilly, who's to be a program director of this wonderful station. And you've come into the studio, Matty, on this top rating global Rush Hour show, which is podcasted and replayed 6 or 7.
Oh, he doesn't know that.
Welcome, and hello. What can we do for you?
Well,
can you talk into the mic, please?
Yes, okay. So,
a bit of radio craft.
So, as you'll know, we upload the show as a podcast now, and we get amazing data on that. We can actually see when the audience decides to skip ahead or completely turn the podcast off.
Nice.
So, Jars came to me the other week, and he said, I'd love you to go through all our segments and have a look at which ones are the most skipped and which ones are the people that turn off.
Yeah, good.
So, essentially, trying to pinpoint our worst segment.
Jars, this is you.
That is what... It wasn't a positive, can you see, the, you know, which ones are the most popular? It was, can you
find out? You know that music?
Yeah.
That means just hurry up.
Oh, okay. Right. Well, I have the list here. We've got, what do we got? Yeah. 8 segments here. It is a tie for our most favourite segment, which is the least skipped or turned off.
Yep, by the family.
Which is Tom Jonas's weekly interview.
Oh, nice.
The voicemail that Hato does and Burns Beef. Only 2% of the people listening to the podcast skip during that segment.
2%? So and Burns Beef. 37,000 last month. What's that?
Oh, I don't know, mate.
That's what is
2%.
It,
Burns?
Well done, Ben.
Don't get too
well done. Well, so Tom Jonas, voicemail and Burns Jonas. Beef, they don't skip.
They're staying.
They stay.
The next lot probably under review.
Oh, they stay.
Beer with
Next up is Tom Rockliffe. 4% of the audience skipping Tom, which I think is probably unfair. I don't really
skipping. Well, this is good.
Tommy.
Yeah.
I reckon that's he's got off lightly there, to be honest.
Okay.
Really?
You reckon you'd skip him, Blue?
Right. But 4% of
the audience are skipping him.
Okay.
Yep.
Good.
Jay Clark, 6%.
They're into Jay. This is good.
Nah, 6% dumping. They move on, mate. That's not good numbers.
6 isn't too bad.
Out of 100, only 6 people skip.
This percentage is only going upwards.
Right, Jay Clark, keep going.
But that you don't know which, like, that's an average. So sometimes there's a bit of Melbourne stuff. I'm sure that Adelaide stuff is
good stuff.
Right, I'm trying to defend it.
Oh, yeah. No. You want to be named now.
Equal next to Beer with Bluey, and I'd say a lot of that on 7%. I'd say a lot of those came with that really unsightly... One where you, that I just can't believe still got to air. It's actually illegal that went
that
to air.
That was one of the worst.
It was a risky story.
Well, it was terrible. And the backlash has been enormous.
I'm happy with 7%.
Real off colour.
So Beer with Bluey, 7% are skipping this segment.
You sure that didn't have a zero on the end of it, that's 7?
I'm actually scarred from that segment. Real off colour, low brow,
I'll take that on.
So we're into the worst three now.
What hasn't been skipped yet?
Number two.
Maybe the opener.
Burns Fun Facts. And it's I think when the segment starts to go for about 16 minutes a day, there's a lot of opportunities to skip.
I've only had this dickhead cutting in, and if he cuts in again today, that's it for him.
What's the number?
It used to start off as like a 30-second fun fact. Yeah. It's now up to its own podcast.
Speaking of my own podcast, I'm thinking about going out on my own after this conversation. Right.
Hang on. And what's fun facts?
That was 7%.
Equal with Beer's Blue.
What's at the end? They've already had all the good gear.
So they're skipping.
Okay, now there was one segment more skipped than that. But I just want to say, this is the most skipped thing we've had, even more than when Jars and KG tried to run the handball comp.
Good luck, boys. $1,000 up for grabs.
You got 5 handballs.
How generous is Triple M? Unbelievable.
Are we paying for it, are we?
Kristen on my left.
And Chris.
And Chris on my right.
Kristen or Christian?
Kristen and Chris. All right?
All the best, mate.
Again, boys. Now, the format
is... Who's going first?
You have 5 shots each.
Yep.
Whoever wins $1,000.
Okay, Jordan.
Which Christian's going first?
Well, we're about to toss the bloody coin.
All right.
Get the 2 in and you win $1,000.
Is this Kristen or Chris?
Chris.
Right. Okay. Heads or tails?
Who wants to call?
Christian will call. Chris will call.
What is that?
That was a car crash.
At the Ark of that
was a bar. So this segment has been skipped more than that.
Right.
And it's the Furious 5.
Oh! Bang! What percentage are we talking there?
Well, surprisingly, only 8%.
There you go.
That was a good week then. That must have been a good week. Was that when Ebo ran it?
Is that
might have been.
Was that high Ebo on Rocky?
So 8% skip Furious 5.
Yeah.
That's not, well.
What's the worst?
Not too bad. Too bad.
But it's your worst segment.
It's our worst segment.
Yeah.
So but I'm thinking 8% isn't too bad to skip.
Yeah, there's not many people skipping.
I'd go up to sort of 40, 50%.
So Beer with Bluey, 7%.
Fun facts, seven.
Well, I think that's a very good segment.
Well, that's at the end when they've
but
had
you are dragging it out.
Yeah. You're dragging it out.
Calm down.
Questions and you make stupid statements.
Whose idea was the Furious Five?
That's yours, thank you.
Is that your only segment on the list?
Yes, it is. Yeah. He's only got one.
Was that Louis?
No, that was mine.
All right, sure.
Oh, Maddie.
What? No, this is mine.
Sure?
Furious Five.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, Louis.
I don't plagiarise.
Oh, I reckon he might have had a
look into that. No. But anyway, thank you for that. I appreciate you doing your homework. So okay. Right. Tom Rockcliffe will be a bit flat with that.
Yeah. So does that mean we cull the Furious Five? If it's surely it's like a relegation type system.
It's not the only time they turn off. They're just the segments. There are other points like Jar's trying to be charming.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Where Tommy's street smart.
Yeah.
And sometimes people might tune out during your hardline questioning.
Mate, what about off-field? How are you rolling off-field? Do you get a lovely partner? Do you go surfing? Do you paint? Do you go pottery classes with your girlfriend? What do you do, young man?
I'm into my golf at the moment, and there's a few boys that are into it, so...
Pottery classes?
Well, him and Rue. This is Rue and Fogg.
What, who's behind who?
Fogg's behind Rue. Because Rue does look a little bit like Demi Moore.
Matt O'Reilly, the boss of Triple M, thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah, hey, Doss, didn't Maddie give us a clip about 3 weeks ago for the segments going too long as well?
Yeah. I think
how long
did.
Has this one gone for?
7 minutes.
Yeah. Get out of here.
You two numbnuts,
yes.
Plus Ruin Ditz and Limo,
yes.
Have recorded The Bump, which is a footy podcast
Thank
going
you.
Gangbusters.
Global, all over the world.
Jars, you were very tough on the Crows' midfield disposal efficiency this morning, weren't you?
Yes, I was.
Take a listen.
Tell us about the Crows.
Well,
performance against Collingwood, should have won.
Jar's been strong on this.
Ditz. Yeah.
Efficiency you keep talking about.
Well, I do, and I think it's so important that a midfield group uses the football with calmness and composure and have some class in there. Now, I love Lairdy, I love Keezy, I love Schoenberg and Sloaney, but if you're not over 85%, 90% disposal efficiency, you're not going to win too many games.
How many players in the comp are over that?
I'm only talking about the Adelaide Crows, all right? I'm just telling you about that. And Mick Noonan, one of the great coaches in my era, said, and his philosophy was, if you can't kick, you can't play. Now, that not being disrespectful.
So Keezy shouldn't get a game?
No, if Michael Noonan was coaching, a lot of these blokes wouldn't be playing
Nathan
in the midfield.
Would Fife play for Freo?
No, not at all.
Play forward.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Nathan Fife shouldn't be in the AFL.
If I had the Michael Noonan philosophy,
is that what philosophy you're using? If you can't kick, you can't play.
Bottom line. That is a bottom line.
Kicking efficiency. So Nathan Fife from now on will not play AFL football.
Probably not, because he can't hit a target.
Has he won 2 Brownlows?
He kicked another one goal, six on the weekend.
Like McGarry.
Schoenberg running at 50% on the weekend.
Schoenberg, apologise.
I love the kid, but he's got his work on his field kicking. Yeah, but 50% he was running
best. Yeah, but that... Those stats are misleading.
Kicking efficiency is overrated.
No, it's not.
No, it is.
There needs to be a new stat.
We don't have a skilled midfield side.
If you get it and chip it sideways, that's 100%. You're not taking, that's not a gain for the team. You look at Collingwood stats. I bet you're all there kicking efficiencies right up, but they don't score.
Mate, what's the point?
I think you need to look at score involvements from kicking or something.
Yeah, but that
ball retention after
center,
a kick.
That's where you get score involvement. That's where your midfielder should be hitting your forwards in 45, forward to centre, inside forward 50.
Score involvement.
All we do is bomb, bomb, bomb. We're the bombers. Bomb, bomb, bomb. Keezy, bomb, 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 bomb. Bomb, 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 bomb. Lenny, bomb, 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 bomb.
Have you finished your episode?
It's a nightmare being a forward at the Adelaide Crows.
Charles had his tablets.
It's a nightmare.
Get his tablets, someone. Jarge, you're right. They're not kicking brilliantly. But at the end of the day, the Crows still had more scoring shots than Collingwood, and they should have won if they kicked accurately in front of goal.
Yes.
Jarge, can I just add my little 2 cents?
Of course
worth,
you can.
Because I was calling the game.
Yeah.
I just want to mention one player in particular. So Rory Sloane, I remember about 4 times he got the ball, head down over the footy. He's being tackled and scragged by 2 blokes, threw it onto his left boot and got it forward.
Yeah.
That won't be an efficient kick.
No.
But he won the ball and he got it out and he's kicked it. So all of a sudden it's near the goal square. See, I think he's doing his job. That's good play. But no, he hasn't hit anyone on the chest. So his kicking efficiency won't be good.
And what did we say last week about this?
What did you say?
You said about this, and I said the Crows are looking to get better players in the midfield.
Yeah, you did say that, yes.
And I told you, your list manager, go and find me the players that we should target. Have you done your homework?
Not at all.
Josh Kelly, that sort of player.
But we're not going to afford Josh Kelly, are we?
Why?
No.
I beg your pardon?
Why?
Well, because we don't pay overs. That's the DNA since Bob Hammond and Bill Sanders.
Kicking efficiency, though, is that a bit overrated? That,
can I give you a stat on that?
You explain, Bern. Well,
I just think if you go long to a 50-50, that counts as that's an efficient disposal. So if you just bang it long. So the Crows actually, that's probably above what they should be because they go long a lot to a contest. So that's a tick. And then you look at Collingwood, a team that just retains the ball. Geelong, another one that chips sideways. All their defenders, they'll be going at nearly 100%. Yeah. But are they scoring? Collingwood aren't. So
I didn't know that. If you kick to a contest 50-50, your teammate doesn't have to mark the ball.
No.
I didn't realise that. Contest.
It's not a bad kick.
No. Okay.
No, so that's it. Yep. So some would be inflated, these percentages, but others would be deflated. They should be up a little bit higher. And that's why I don't like the stat, because it's easier to chip it sideways and get 100% efficiency.
If you go to Champion Data, kicking efficiency is a good guide, but it can be misleading.
Yes.
When really judging how good a ball can be used. Kick rating is the best measure to assess individuals because it takes into account the degree of difficulty with each kick.
Like this.
The player is trying to pull off, looking at how much pressure is on the kicker, the intent of the kick. Where a kicking efficiency doesn't do this.
Well, so what's the kick rating of some
of
these players?
All the kick ratings there. You can have a look at them afterwards. But it does show, to back up Jarz's stat, because I'm not saying he's wrong with the Crows, it says that...
what's Ben Keyes' kicking rating compared to his
Ben
efficiency?
Keyes is in the negatives. Rory Sloan, Ben Keyes and Rory Laird are in the negatives
there
for kicking, which no one's disagreed with. But the Crows need to get some more... But
any who's in the positive that would surprise us? Can you? Is it too hard
to... Well, I'll give you some of the negatives that are the names. Lachie Neal, Patrick Cripps, Sean Higgins, Paddy Dangerfield, Christian Petracca, Jack Viney, Oliver, Wines, Dersma. They're all names that are in the negatives.
Does that suggest they're kicking under pressure?
It does. This is Bernie's point.
They win the ball.
When you're a midfielder and you're an inside mid, half the time you do get a kick is a hat kick because you're in an under. What the Crows need to add is some skillful outside players to complement those players.
Mm. I was always a skillful mid myself. I was always in the positives through my career. Go.
You can get the Bump podcast right now with Mark Ricciuto, Chris Dittmar, Anthony Lehman, Bernie Vince, and Andrew Jarman. No Greg Blewett. On the brand new listener app, it's your home for rock, sport, and comedy.
It's time for the most groundbreaking quiz to hit the airwaves.
I do not believe it.
Two callers ballot out by answering 5 questions. The one with the most correct wins. It's time for the Furious Five. The Furious Five.
Well, this segment has been smacked around, it's been slapped, it's been poked at, and I'm sick and tired of it because this is an entertaining show or a segment that goes around the globe.
Yeah.
This, we get interaction from people all over the world.
No, there's no...
Listening to the Furious Five, and our boss walks in and slaps this segment.
There's no arguing.
Says that 8% of the family click over when this segment's on, and I'm fed up with the negativity.
There's no argument it doesn't go around the world. It just gets skipped all around
the
world.
No, it doesn't, because Simon from Oakland's Park and Kelsey from Adelaide's on the phone. G'day, love-loves.
Good morning.
Hiya, how are you?
You love this show, don't you? Love this segment.
Love it.
My partner's in the UK. He's listened to it.
What's his name? What's his name?
His name's Jack.
G'day, Jack. Jack in the UK.
So there you go.
He watched his first AFL game in 2019.
Proud
Port supporter.
Port supporter.
Nice, Kelsey. Are you missing?
But gentlemen, I got a gripe with the show. I've got something to raise.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Bruce Gidey on there last week. Okay, now he's all wrapped up from Adelaide United. What's going on there?
Yeah, well, we tipped him over the edge.
What did you guys say to him?
It's your charming jinx,
Simo.
What did you say?
The government pinched him office, and I'm flat.
Well,
I texted him last night.
Jars just said you could be at that club for 10 years, I reckon, and then the next day he walked out.
Yeah.
The government. Shut up. Let's get into it, ladies
and
gentlemen.
All right, 5 questions. Call your name out first. There's 1 point if you get the correct answer. We've got lifelines involved. Listen to the questions intently. Have some fun with it. We've got some wonderful prizes. All the best, Kelsey and Simon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Number 1, Greg.
Okay. Which AFL coach resigned this
Simon.
morning?
Yes, Simo.
Nathan Buckley.
Yeah, no, I'm very sharp.
Mm.
Whose teeth are whiter, Soda's or Bluey's?
Kelsey.
Yes, Kelsey.
Soda.
Yes. Yeah,
got the new old Chompers.
He's got the new Chompers last night on the Channel 7 gig old Sodas. All right, number three, please, Greg.
Pat Healy. Pat Soderstrom. what major NRL sporting event starts tonight?
Simon.
Yes, Simon.
State of Origin.
Yeah, this is slick. Jesus. How can people click over? How can 8% of these people click over, Haydo?
I don't know, mate. It might have something to do with a speech impediment.
Yeah, they want you to call him Simon.
Hear people
Simon?
Who can talk.
He called you Simon.
I don't know.
It's 2-1. Come on, Kels.
This man here. This I don't even need to ask. Here we go. Ask this. Should Rhett Biglands become a comedian? Listen to this.
This is the Adelaide Oval. I'm not sure if you've been here before.
We all make mistakes. Remember that time you opened up Tinder instead of Uber on your phone app when you were single? It wasn't the kind of ride you were looking for.
Simon.
Where does he pull this stuff?
Yes, Simon.
Kels.
No, Kelsey.
Was it Kels?
Yeah.
It was Kels. Kels. Yes, Kels.
Yes.
He should not become a comedian. Kelsey.
In fact, he should be pulled from radio.
He should not be doing commentary.
He's coach training.
But given that it is subjective, yes, we will accept that. Like so that. Now we are down to a tie.
Ditz thought it was hilarious.
Ditz didn't.
It's my turn.
It was your Greg. Greg.
You're Greg.
Greg.
Okay. Which two-time Brownlow medalist rejected his AFL Hall
of... Kelsey.
Yes, Kelsey.
Adam Good.
Well done.
You get a Matchbox car. Well done.
No, you actually get $100 to spend at the District at Sky City, Adelaide's ultimate entertainment destination. Spend that on whatever you want. Brilliant. And for no extra charge, we're going to chuck in Jars' Source Prize, which is $5 worth of dog food available at your local pet shop. So thank you so much.
Well done, Kel.
Hey, they've stepped the prizes up.
Thank you.
District's a great spot. District voucher.
And say hello to Jack for us in the UK.
Will do.
All right. And Simo, bad luck, mate. We'll speak to Bruce Jidde and try and get him back as the CEO of United.
Thank you, gentlemen. Great work.
Well done. Mate. Enjoy. Cheers. There you go. Now, if that's not an 8%, they have to come back.
I reckon only 10% that time.
10, 12.
From the playing field to the locker room, Triple M's Rush Hour is the trusted source for everything footy.
Another goal to Port Adelaide.
Get your expert tips here to be the ducks of your tipping comp with Bernie, Bluey and Jars.
And the Crows win here at the Adelaide Oval.
Love footy? You'll love Seeker's Footy Tipping with weekly prizes up for grabs so you can join anytime. Sign up now at seekerfootytipping.com.au. Seeker, your go-to product on the worksite.
Bernie Vince leads by 7 tips over Bluey after round 12. Jars is back in the hunt now. 10 behind Bern. Round 12 results. Bernie, 5 out of 6. Well done. Jars, 4 out of 6. And Greg Blewett's form, just like his bum, took it hard with the colonic. 1 out of 6.
1 out of 6. You nearly had to do a nude lap of the office.
Showing your true form there,
young
man.
I sort of went out on the limb a little bit. I was trying to catch Bern.
You're trying to catch
Backfired.
Bern.
Backfired.
Well, you've always been trying.
You're going well, mate.
Little small
you're
bum
going
there.
Well.
Right up your Dolly Parton.
Well, something will be up yours soon.
Yes, it will be. Yes. Yeah. Bern and I go in to get our colonics done. No, colonics done in July.
Islands in the stream.
Okay, round 13, Haydo.
Islands. Port v. Cats at Adelaide Oval.
You know what? I'm going to go for Port Adelaide. I'm going to back them in tomorrow night on their home deck. Geelong don't travel well. They don't play well at Adelaide Oval. I'm going Port.
They play it right here,
I'm going Port.
Yeah, I'm going to go Port as well. I just think they'll be setting themselves with this one. Bit of a knock on not playing well against top four teams. So they'll bounce back.
Greg?
Port.
As Jader would say, Swans v. Hawks of the dismal SCG.
Swans for me.
I think Swans.
Swans.
Yep.
As Russ Lyon would say, Freo v. Sun Lover Stadium.
That's Freo v. Suns there, Ross.
Oh, I was saying, Joe, you heard me absolutely correctly. What else do you want me to do? I gave you the team, now you just give me a bloody tip, Joe.
I'm going Suns because Freo got too many injuries.
Mm.
I still think Freo are going to win.
Okay. I'm going Freo. It's even money. Good value there for Freo.
Yeah, but I think Suns are playing exciting footy. Yes.
Cool. Oh, Nixie. Saints v. Crows at Cairns. Wear your f***ing mask.
I'm going Crows.
Yeah, we'll get the job done up there. Don't worry about that.
Who are you going for?
Crows, my
yeah,
team.
I'm going Adelaide too. Yeah, so a few out for St Kilda.
Yes.
A couple flown home.
As Rue would say. And down in Tassie there and... It's the other Roos and the Giants at Tassie.
Yeah. Giants for me.
Giants. Too good.
Yeah. North.
Oi.
Blunston. North Ooh. Play Blunston pretty
okay.
well.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Boys.
Cage, come on.
Spit it out.
I did my own research for this game.
Yeah.
The Rabbitohs v Sea Eagles.
No, Cage. Cage, yeah, wrong. It's the NRL. It's the AFL.
It's NRL. Race for Sandown.
And the NRL are playing State of Origin this week.
Come on, Cage.
Yeah, correct.
AFL Cage.
Eagles v. Fair income. The Tigers.
It's up the stadium, George.
Up the stadium. Yes, correct.
It's in Perth, George.
I'm going Tigs.
Yeah, Tigers. Too good.
I'm going Tigers as well. I thought I was the only one that was going to do that.
Nah,
Tigers,
all good, buddy.
All right.
Burn.
Yes, Mika.
Stuffed if where I know I'm going to put me hard earned, mate. We've got the D's versus the Pies at the SCG. And let me tell you this right now, mate. Better be like what we do at the pub. If you pay for sauce, you can get f***. So who's got this in the bag, Burn?
I'll be putting my money on Melbourne there, Mika.
D's?
Yeah, Melbourne for me too, Mika.
That's a change. Usually put it on a f***. Set of teeth whitening. Jarman, what are you after?
Brayshaw, I'm going the D's.
Oh! He's gone the D's! That's bullshit! Shut up, fat!
Bernard, you're a legend. The all-time great Greg Blewett.
Yes, Jimmy. Shut up, fat!
If you love your footy, you will love Seekers Footy footy Tipping with weekly prizes up for grabs like a beautiful marble cake. You can join in at any time. Sign up now at seekerfootytipping.com. Seeker. Oh, I wasn't supposed to. Seeker, your go-to product on the work site. They love to see you, see a smiling. Did I get that right?
You got it wrong, George.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for... Bernie Fitz's super exciting, ultra mega important, interesting, bizarre final fact.
Jazz isn't a fan.
Come on, Jazz.
And you're a Gemini if you're born today, Jazz, but yeah. You're not, so you don't worry
about Capricorn.
It. Capricorn. Hey, today is National Rhubarb Pie Day. Now, my nana used to make a beautiful rhubarb, have it with ice cream. Did you ever have that, Jazz?
Beautiful.
No.
Okay, thanks for your input.
Mine used to chuck a bit of rhubarb in the apple pie as well.
A bit of a combo. Nice,
I'm an apple pie man. Yeah.
I didn't ask that, but anyway. Hey, and also National Donald Duck Day today. So I'll get to that fact a little bit. I'll let you know why in a second. But some big birthdays today. 1961, Michael J. Fox, the actor.
Yes.
And another one of my favourites, 1963, Johnny Depp. Now, what's your favourite Johnny Depp movie? It's his birthday today. Big happy birthday.
We watched all the you know, the Pirates of the Caribbean because the kids. Yeah, that right. He's pretty good in those.
Jazz?
Untouchables.
Was he in that?
No. That was Kevin Costner.
Oh, sorry.
So you're close visually.
How did I know he's going to do that?
Good actor.
Speaking of untouchable.
He's not a nice person, though, is he?
He's a nice person.
He's a nice person. My favourite movie of his was Blow, back in the early days.
Yeah, great. Right. Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas is good. Yeah, Sean Craig Murphy loves that one for some reason.
Oh, yeah, Sean Craig Murphy, AFL birthdays today. Yeah, Sam Hayes. Now, what team's he playing for?
Sam Hayes?
Yes.
Is he St Kilda?
He's the ruckman for Port Adelaide, the backup ruckman, Bluey. Come on.
Bluey?
Better,
mate.
Yes. Alex Pierce as well from the Frio. Hey, in 1934 on this day,
yeah,
and this is why it's Donald Duck Day, he graced our screens for the first time in 1934 on stage.
Brilliant.
And it was called The Wise Little Hen. Open your eyes, Jazz. What are you doing?
No, I'm visualising Donald Duck.
Do you like Donald Duck?
Yeah.
What was his mate?
What the bloody
what the hell was that?
That's Donald Duck. Isn't it?
Is he knocks in the head?
He used to be my favourite cartoon, Donald Duck.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, why didn't you say that a bit earlier?
Did you know that Donald Duck is also banned in Finland? This is true, because he doesn't wear pants.
Correct. And they took offence to it.
What about Porky Pig didn't?
Well, Bernie either. Didn't wear pants in Stansbury one time, and he's not banned.
I got banned for a week. Hey, 1958.
Yes.
on this day, London's Gatwick Airport opened.
There you go.
It was opened by Queen Elizabeth II. Everyone right. been to the Gatwick?
Yes.
Gatwick? Jazz, you with us?
No, I haven't.
You haven't?
Have no. you?
Actually, yes, I have. Right. Yes, been through a few times. Hey, if I threw these numbers at you from the Adelaide Footy Club, what have they done zero times this year? Adelaide.
What have they done zero times
got
this
me.
Year?
Got me. Got me.
Won a third quarter. They have not won a third good quarter.
Okay.
I've read in the paper today. And if I threw the name or the number seven at you.
Yeah.
And Taylor Walker, what's he done seven times this year?
Kicked over five goals.
Nope. Close. It's three more than any other player in the competition. So next is four.
He's taken more marks than anyone in the comp.
Nope. He has kicked. Do you want me to give it to you?
Has he kicked more goals outside 50 metres than anyone else?
Seven goals from outside 50 metres. Three more than anyone else in the competition. Just read that in the paper today, so I thought I'd bring
well
it
done.
Up.
Okay.
And just a fact for you to throw you home. Yeah. Do you know how I was saying the other day about left-handed and right-handed people? Do you know cats are also, they are left and right, well, you'd say pawed.
The pussy cats.
Yeah, the cats. Mm. So they're and a female cat is more likely to be right pawed, and a male cat is more likely to be left pawed. So if you see a cat using its left paw to do something, what would it be, male or female, Jazz?
It'd be a male.
Yes, good listening, Jazz. 50-50.
Well done, Doc. Who's taking those stats?
Well, I don't know. Because I don't know whether the tomcat down the street gets
That's
tested.
Right. See you later, love.
It's a bit like the radio ratings.
I'll catch you later.
They didn't ask me.
See you later. See
How
you
long
tomorrow.
Did that go for,
if they ask you, Jars, you'd be able to fill out the form.
Oh, my goodness me. What am I doing?
So if a cat's right pawed, what would it be?
It'd be a female.
Yes, Jars.
See ya.
Hang on. There goes our last listener. Thank you.
Yes, I know.